He was trying to get out his ID and his wallet out his pocket.
We've all seen the video. He's pulled over for a routine. He's got a cracked taillight. He explains to the officer that he has a gun. And that, just that thought, changes the scenario. This man was a law-abiding citizen exercising his Second Amendment right, and he was killed by the police for no reason. There's no apparent reason aside from what I believe the officer reacting because he was fearful. Cleveland Bundy, he had been on federal lands using it to graze cattle, and he never paid. He was actually, you know, shirking on his responsibility of paying the government. And then he was given a bill and he refused to pay. And so he took this as an affront and he challenged the federal government. And then people brought up his cause, and they came to his ranch. They came to this area armed. I mean, they were threatening federal officers with high powered rifles, but yet they were painted in the press as patriots. They were painted in the press as being people that had legitimate grievances with the government, and they were petitioning the government, right, by their lawful Second Amendment rights. If you were to flip that script and you had black folks armed like that, you have to imagine the outcome would have been very, very different.